Gather around your speakers, hoop heads. It's NBA story time. Jamel Johnson here to spin you tales of NBA shenanigans you didn't know you needed to know. Like that time when a little startup league tried anything to be relevant, or when Ricky Davis earned himself a dumb nickname. I also love you, Ricky Davis. Catch a new tale on NBA Storytime every week, then listen to the postgame where I break it down with comedians, ballers, and what have you. Find NBA Storytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
On today's episode of the Wash Up Walk-Ons, you get a little bonus episode that we did for the Patreon exclusive subscribers. You're going to hear a little bit of the Q&A part. We did about another 40 minutes of content. If you want to listen to that, patreon.com/washupwalkons. Again, you don't have to. It's just extra. Thank you so much. Let's have a day. Let's go. Is Drake Kulik better than these fullbacks?
No. Yes, right now. No, in the long run. Because I see very much of Brady Ross in Monty. He plays way faster than I did at that age.
He's fast, yeah.
And he hits harder than I did at that age. Mm-hmm. What I had on him at the end of my career was a little bit more savvy, and you have a little bit better feel for the position. You're not just playing like a rocket ship. You're playing a little more technical. So that was the only real thing I had on him, because the kid's a monster.
Yeah. And someone responded in conjunction with that idea. He said, I loved Drake, but Potabomb question mark. Not a chance. That kid is an animal. And he is. He's a fucking...
Some people are bred different, man. I worked extremely hard.
I mean, what is Potabomb? 6'2", 6'3"?
I don't know how big he is, but he looks big. He's young. It just doesn't make sense.
He's got the neck roll, dude.
Dude, he's a beast. I had to work ridiculously hard and even maybe take a supplement or two to get to the... bigness that I was at 23 years old.
Yeah.
And this kid is maybe 20.
Yeah. Genetics are a real thing, and they're a real bitch.
That's just what we were working with. And I did what I could with what I had. And I think I was a pretty good fullback, especially as a senior.
You were.
But this kid's going to be very good.
He's going to be elite. He's an NFL fullback.
And I said the same thing about Brady, and somehow Brady's like, financial advising. I literally don't know how the world works, because if you watch Brady Ross's film and how he blocks, dude, how does he not have a contract somewhere?
I think he got bit by the same thing I got bit by. And it's the fact that there is a superficiality, and I don't know if that's a word, to a lot of the scouts and coaches in the NFL, where they don't even want to give somebody a chance if they don't look like physically, they don't physically present as what the coach or scout wants in their head.
Yeah.
Right?
I understand that.
And Brady is a 6 foot, maybe six, maybe fullback that looked like Brady Ross was at his prime. I would call it his prime. He was built like a bowl of potato soup.
Dude, Brady Ross looked like the mailman.
Brady Ross looked like if you left some mashed potatoes in the fridge and then formed it into a snowball.
Dude, Brady Ross looked like if you hit the Big Show with a shrink gun.
Yeah. Oh my God, dude, the Big Show. You're right. Oh my God, dude. Brady Ross. Brady Ross was built like if you added
bro, so shut it down, bro.
Oh my God.
I dropped the mic.
Oh my good. Brady Ross looks like if you added like snowman stick arms to a wrecking ball. That's what he is.
That's a good one. Or a golem. He looks like a golem.
He looks like a golem.
If you think about it, Brady Ross also kind of built like a turkey.
He is built a lot like a turkey. A fat fucking Thanksgiving turkey. He was built that way. He no longer is.
Now he's shredicated.
Correct. That's where we're at. Back to what I was saying, though. He doesn't look like... He just doesn't present as like the... That like built kind of husky athlete type that like Derek Watt or, you know, some of the other fullbacks look like, you know. Could he get it done? Could he do the job as well as them? Probably.
Guaranteed. But he would move more people out of the way than those guys.
Absolutely. Could I have long snapped and gotten the job of long snapping done in the NFL? 300%, no doubt in my mind.
I have 100% confidence in you as well.
Especially with those delicious NFL footballs. But no one was going to give me a chance because I'm 5'10" and I just don't present as the athlete that they're kind of looking for in the long snapper position. Brady didn't present that way either. I think Potterbaum does present that way and he'll actually have the results, the data, the game film to prove it.
Man, I hope so, dude, because we have a long run. Mm-hmm. We have a really long dry spell. Mm-hmm. To be honest, the Iowa football program is a bunch of born again virgins when it comes to NFL fullbacks.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. And I thought freaking Plevo was an NFL fullback.
Dude, he was tall. He was athletic. He ran well.
Yeah. I just don't know.
Dude, I really thought I was an NFL fullback. I did too. Tore my pec. I did get hurt in front of all of them.
That hurt. That hurt physically, figuratively and literally, I imagine. That was tough.
I was having a good day up until that point, too.
Yeah. I ran a 6.88 L drill that day.
Yeah.
Fucking elite.
It's really living the past, man.
We
did good in some things.
We did good. I did good in a couple things, and I did not run a 5.10.5 like I wanted to that day. Although still ran like an elite time, but I ran what would have been like the third best L drill at the combine, out of all positions.
Yeah,
it was fucking.
Yeah,
insane.
It was elite.
But the L drill don't matter for long snappers. Evidently, that's tough. Probably can't answer
questions,
it.
Right?
Probably can't answer it. Yeah, this one starts with probably can't answer this.
Oh,
what the hell? I'll ask it anyway. What's the confidence level inside the locker room on Petrus? Second part, without naming names, aside from Drake, LOL. Did you play with any guys on the team that you didn't have confidence in? What?
That's a great question.
What the hell? Confidence.
Yes,
level
I think the guys in the locker room have confidence in Spencer. They're his friend. They're his comrade. You form bonds with these guys that will never be broken and certainly can't be broken by a couple overthrows. Mm-hmm. And so they've got confidence in the kid.
Yeah. And I think that confidence comes from, you know, they know what he's capable of, and they also have a much better grip and understanding on the actual amount of reps that all of them have gotten to take, let alone Spencer as a starting, first year QB1.
Also got to think about leadership ability. Spencer has some leadership intertwined in there.
For sure. And I think they have ultimate confidence in his ability to lead a team and be the guy. It's just the physical skills and settling in that he has yet to do. And I think you know, we've talked about it on the regular podcast, but that will come. Or it won't, and Padilla or Hogan will be,
and somebody else will win the job. Like, if somebody else wins the job, then they win the job, and that's unfortunate for Spencer. But like, I think that the he's the best option today, and going forward, we'll see who makes the most improvements.
Yeah. Are there any? Are there any players that need to improve their ball security?
Running backs are doing a great job.
I can't think of any, honestly. Does Torrey Taylor need to hold the punt for another second? He seems to be punting really quickly. Should he try to give the gunner a bit more time? So that's an interesting question. Because in my head, early on in the season, for a while, I thought he was holding on a little too long. guy was getting cute with it, which is kind of like what those Aussies do, because they're used to having people around them when they kick the ball. So you're right.
How old is he, by the way?
He's 23. He's 23.
And he's a freshman.
Correct. He technically has 5 years because of this free year. So 4 years to play. Plus,
he's
going to
be the 30-year-old kicker.
He legitimately will be 28. Yeah. 28.
He'll be 10 years older than some of his young teammates.
Wild, right?
11 like years older.
Yeah. Insane. So punting wise, there's a little game you can play as a punter. You can hold on to that thing a little bit longer. And I'm talking like every tenth of a second that the punter can hold on to it. I mean, that's like 5 yards. Imagine at full speed, those gunners, how quickly they cover 5-10 yards. It's like a tenth, maybe a fifth of a second. So on the punter's side, if you can hold it on just for a little bit longer, that's how much more room you're giving your gunners to work with. But you're playing with fire, because you're not always able to tell when a team is rushing. When you do pick your eyes up off of the ball that you're about to kick, and you look and you try to engage that rush mid play, that can get a little wishy-washy, because honestly, you want to look at that ball the whole time and kind of go through your normal punt progression. He is able to hold on to it a little bit longer and get it out. I think that he's held on to it just right. And I think our gunner play has been really, really good. And our punting game in general has been really, really good. So I don't think he needs to hold on it any longer. What is the ideal O-line combo to run the ball? Seems like Ince going out and Shot coming back in made a big difference in the run game. I would have to actually agree with that. So I went back and looked, and it seems like when Shot's in the game, when Shooter enters the ball game.
Bro, that's my favorite player.
The run game
were better.
Yeah, the run game seems to pick up.
There's nobody as gritty as him, dude.
Yeah, he just
nobody. You got to understand that this mindset thing is real, yeah. And especially when you're playing O-line. Like, if a kid is out there with better skills, he's got longer arms, he's got faster feet, he might have a better pass set. It doesn't matter, because he's doing all those things when the bullets aren't flying and you don't actually know the thoughts that are going through his head. Mm-hmm. Shooter is the grittiest, grimiest, dirtiest bastard we've got.
Yeah.
He is the grind it out Iowa lineman. He's too small. He's way too small.
Yep.
He's probably too slow. But who cares? Because he's the grittiest dude we got.
Dude, I can't believe you said the Big Show got hit with a shrink ray.
Dog, that's the best joke I've said in a while.
That's really good, dude. That's really good. But you're right. Shooter is, if you want to talk about Iowa guy, like Iowa football player, Shooter's it. He's post.
Again, for the rest of the episode, please check us out on patreon.com/washupwalkons. Again, thanks for listening. Peace.
Hey everyone. I'm MJ Acosta Ruiz.
And I'm Lindsay Zarniak.
And together we'll be hosting the On Her Turf podcast. This summer, On Her Turf is hosting a daily Olympics podcast
that focuses exclusively on women's sports and the amazing women competing in Tokyo.
We'll bring you interviews with Olympians and in-depth analysis on your favorite teams.
Plus, we're going to talk about some of the challenges still facing women's sports today.
So join us daily at On Her Turf as we cover all the excitement of the Tokyo Olympics.
Be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts and be sure to follow On Her Turf on Twitter and Instagram too.